Giambologna's works were highly coveted by Europe's noble dynasties. The demand was so great, he was soon unable to satisfy it working alone. So he started producing his small bronze statuettes with the help of a well-organized workshop. This allowed him to use the sophisticated technique of bronze casting to make a number of copies of each autograph wax model, that is, one made by his own hand. He left the creation of the mold and castings to his assistants. Then, under Giambologna's supervision, the cast from the mold was cleaned and chased by goldsmiths. But when more reproductions are taken from one wax model mold, the less precise the details on the cast become. And that means more processing afterwards, or cold working as it's known. If you take a moment to look at this bronze, you'll realize this must be one of the very early casts of the Nessus and Deianira statuette. All the details are clearly visible. The centaur's thick matted hair, Deianira's hair, the material of the cloth, and the fine blood vessels on the horse's body. The shimmering surface of the figures is a result of a mixture of resins and oils burned into the statuette. The composition of this mixture was a secret only known to Giambologna's workshop, a secret no one has yet succeeded in unlocking.